Hello, and welcome to our latest parenting podcast. My name is Helena.
And my name is Sam.
It's great to see you again, Sam. Do you have any special news to share?
Yes, I do indeed. And it's great to see you again as well. And it's been a little while since the last one. And in that time, I have had a baby daughter.
First of all, that is so lovely to hear. And a massive congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Yeah, very excited and tired, but very happy to. So her name is Clara, and she's now 8 months old. So back in September, she was born. And she's, yeah, very chubby and smiley and cute. So we're very happy. But like I said, a bit tired too.
Clara is such a lovely, pretty name too. I haven't heard it very often and I absolutely love it.
And is there anything new with you?
And yes, I do indeed have some news to share. I am expecting a baby in October. So I am getting all prepared, just like you were too.
Fantastic. Oh, congratulations as well. That's brilliant.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you. Now, I have a question for you, Sam. As you are definitely ahead of me in terms of baby preparations and newborn experience right now, what did you do to prepare before Clara arrived? And what did you stock up on?
Well, we stocked up on a lot of typical baby products. So that means we bought a lot of them. So for example, wet wipes, which are wet tissue, which is something that is very important for babies, of course, and nappies. In America, they say diapers, but in the UK, we say nappies. And we got lots of other things that are also essential, like a pram, which is very important when you want to take your baby out to places, and also a cot for our daughter to sleep in, which is another absolutely essential thing, I think. And yeah, we bought some baby food, though we've only just started giving it to her because she's 8 months old. And we bought some powdered milk as well. And those were the main things, I'd say. But when my son was born, we bought lots of silly things, to be honest, because we were really worried and hadn't had a child before, obviously. So yeah, we bought kind of special baby rockers, which help you to rock the baby, but they're not really necessary in my opinion, or they weren't for us anyway. How about you? How are you preparing? What kind of things are you stocking up on?
We're stocking up on those essentials, just like you mentioned. A cot or crib for the baby to sleep in, a pram, or as some say, a buggy. Also some baby toys, probably not essential, but still fun. Baby clothes, little by little, or it might cost an arm and a leg. One essential that I bought was a baby carrier or a sling, as I think a buggy could be a little bit bulky. How about you, Sam? Have you used a sling before, or did you find one useful?
We did for my son, who's my first child, about 3 years ago, but we didn't really use it very much. So we didn't this time, just because we don't tend to use them. I don't know why. We mostly just use the pram or carry them around the house. But yeah, has a sling been really important to you before?
Yes. For my older son, I used a sling, actually, as we often went on country walks. And I found it was easier than packing the buggy into the car, putting it down, taking it out, setting it up, etc. So it was quite a task. And I found the sling much easier to use.
And do you find that you occasionally forget things when you're preparing to have a baby or when you've just had a baby? Are there any moments when you have baby brain?
Yes, that is a great question. It is something that happened to me actually quite recently. I went out shopping in the city centre and I was about to walk back and I forgot everything. My PIN number, my phone number and most importantly, my address. I completely forgot where I lived for about 20 minutes actually. And I just carried on walking in the direction I was going, hoping to get home, which thankfully I did. It was actually a little scary, but it was something to laugh about afterwards. Have you ever had any episodes of baby brain too, Sam?
Yes, yeah, a few times, especially when my daughter was first born several months ago. I had a few episodes like that where I just forgot things that I don't usually forget. So I forgot keys, to take keys with me when I was leaving the house, or I forgot things that you need for a baby, like nappies. So I had to go back home, pick them up and take them out again. So yeah, usually for me, it's just forgetting objects in particular. But my daughter's a little bit older now, so I don't get it quite as much. And I think people often get baby brain because they lose sleep when they have a baby. You don't get as much sleep as usual. And yeah, you have to wake up a lot during the night. And was that your experience last time?
Yes, it certainly was. And I do agree, it is due to stress or a lack of sleep.
Yeah.
I used to forget items or appointments sometimes. Thankfully, I didn't forget the baby though, which was good. How about you, Sam? Did you lose a lot of sleep when your children were born?
Yes. Yeah, I am very lucky actually, because although my son didn't sleep very much when he was a baby, he used to wake up a lot of times during the night. My daughter doesn't wake up so much, and she's quite good generally at sleeping during the night. But she's been teething recently, so her teeth are coming through. And so she's been waking up a little bit more than usual. But overall, I can't complain too much because she's quite a sleepy baby. Overall. So I haven't lost too much sleep recently.
I'm so glad to hear that your daughter sleeps well. That's great news.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sam, I was wondering actually if you had any tips for new parents?
I think it's most important to try and stay calm.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Stay calm.
I know that's very difficult, especially if it's your first baby. But I think sometimes people can get very stressed and very, very worried, which I understand, of course.
You definitely don't need to panic.
But it means that you sometimes become exhausted or you stress too much. That's a time when you need to be ready and you need to have enough sleep to deal with a new child. And so, for example, I used to clean every room in my house like every day before my son was born because I was really worried about dust and things like that. I didn't really need to do that so much, but I was just very stressed and very worried. And for my daughter, it was a lot easier because we knew what to expect. So we were less worried overall and we stayed calm generally compared to the first time. But I know it's difficult. And so it is a difficult time to stay calm. But that's my recommendation. I think try to stay calm if you can. How about you?
And I think another one is ask for help when you need it. That's really important.
Yes. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah.
I think it's important because so many people try to do it all on their own. But it's always a big help to have a good friend or some close family members who you can rely on. Sam, Do you want to introduce some new expressions that we use today to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So I think one that we talked about quite a lot today was baby brain. And that's an idiom or expression we use when we are talking about how somebody forgets things and doesn't think clearly when they are pregnant or when they have just had a child or a baby. So I talked about how I forget and things. And Helena, you talked about how you forgot where you live. And those are examples of baby brain, where we forget things that we usually know or should usually remember. So can you think of another thing that people might forget because they have baby brain?
Yes. So I think you might forget your doctor's or your dentist's appointment, maybe.
Yeah.
If you have baby brain.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've forgotten those things at some point, definitely, because of baby brain. And I think it's quite common also for people to hear baby brain as an explanation for something. They might say, oh, sorry, I forgot to meet you yesterday. It was baby brain, or I had baby brain. So we often use it in that way as well. And another one we talked about was lose sleep. So this is a collocation we use when we are talking about not getting enough sleep. So if you have about 3 hours of sleep a night, then you are definitely losing sleep. And people who have babies lose sleep a lot because they wake up a lot and their baby needs them. So, yeah, have you experienced a lot of that before? Have you lost sleep because of a baby before?
Yes, I certainly lost sleep when my son was very little. Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. And when we talk about that, we often add the preposition over something. So, yeah, you might say that you lost sleep over an exam, or I am losing sleep these days over the big meeting for next week. So these are examples of where you lose sleep because you are worried about something.
Well, another word we looked at was expecting. This is an adjective and it means having a baby, particularly to say being pregnant or waiting for a baby to arrive. So you could say, I am expecting a baby, or I'm expecting, or if your partner's expecting, you could say we're expecting as well. How about you, Sam? When did you find out that you were expecting?
Oh, good question. I think we found out around Christmas time, I think. No, before Christmas time. And we found out quite late, actually. because it was a little bit of a surprise. But it was a very happy surprise. So, yeah, I think it was around that time. And, of course, you recently found out that you're expecting, or quite recently. So when exactly did you find out?
Well, I found out a couple of months ago. And it was also a lovely surprise, although I think it's probably always a bit surprising for everyone.
Yes.
Now, another expression we used was to stock up on something. This is a phrasal verb meaning to buy a large quantity of something, usually for the future. Sam, what did you stock up on?
Well, I think we stocked up on drinks, actually. So my wife really likes pretty drinks like Coca-Cola and Sprite and Fanta. And when you have a baby, it's quite easy to just grab a cold drink from the fridge instead of, I don't know, making a cup of tea or something. So we stocked up on Coca-Cola and other fizzy drinks. And actually, we still do that nowadays, which isn't very healthy. But we go to Costco, a big supermarket where you can buy things like big boxes of Coca-Cola. So we do that. We stock up on fizzy drinks.
Well, that brings our podcast to a close, unfortunately. But it's been a real pleasure to host it with you, Sam.
Same here. Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot. And we'll speak to you all another time.
Thank you so much. Take care, and thanks to all our listeners. See you soon.